This is IGN.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
Outstanding story, characters, and world-building earn the right to depart from what fans expect from Final Fantasy. This is IGN's review of Final Fantasy 16 by Mitchell Saltzman. Even with 16 mainline entries and a slew of spin-offs, there's no Final Fantasy game quite like Final Fantasy 16. The latest in this legendary series is more of an evolution of the character action genre than the RPG foundation the franchise was built on. It merges quick twitch reflexes with character-building RPG mechanics, but focuses far more on the former than ever before. It's not a perfect mixture. While the combat is phenomenal for an action RPG, it is admittedly a bit lacking when compared directly to the greats of the character action genre. But even an imperfect mix is potent enough when paired with Final Fantasy XVI's epic 50-plus hour story. It's packed with unforgettable characters, outstanding world building, an incredible soundtrack, and knock your socks off moments of sheer spectacle, the likes of which are rarely seen in any game. Final Fantasy 16 picks up the ball that Final Fantasy 14 got rolling and continues to move the series back down the path of high fantasy, taking more than a little inspiration from Game of Thrones along the way. Its story spans decades worth of history in the realm of Valisthea, a land brimming with both beauty and death, as an encroaching blight forces neighboring kingdoms to fight over untainted resources, including five enormous mother crystals that are the primary source of the realm's magic. At the heart of this tale is your character Clive Rossfield, the eldest prince of the Kingdom of Rosaria and protector of his brother Joshua, the Dominant of Phoenix. Clive is a fantastic, well-rounded protagonist, brilliantly brought to life by actor Ben Starr. He undergoes a lot of change and development over the course of the decades-long story, but always remains supremely likable, relatable, and an absolute badass when the need arises, as it very often does. The greatest achievement of Final Fantasy XVI's story, though, is how it never leaves you to drown in its lore. This is a massive world, complete with five kingdoms, each with their own forms of government, rulers, religions, and ideals. A whole encyclopedia's worth of realm-specific terms like bearers, icons, and dominance, and a grand history of the world that you're expected to keep up with in order to get the most out of the big story moments. It would all be a little overwhelming if not for an ingenious quality of life feature that I truly hope becomes standard throughout all story-heavy video games: active time lore. At any point during any cutscene or conversation, you can hold down the DualSense touchpad to bring up a series of contextual compendium entries that are relevant to what's going on in that scene. So, anytime a character mentioned a term, character, or location that I either didn't know or needed a reminder about, I could bring up the active time lore, and a succinct entry would be right there to get me up to speed. These entries change with the events of the story, too, updating with new information about the state of the world and Clive's knowledge about it as it happens. Having this kind of feature was a godsend. Final Fantasy has been shifting further and further away from its turn-based RPG roots for a long time now, and with Final Fantasy 16, it feels like a metamorphosis that's been in the works for years is finally complete. Final Fantasy 16's combat is a straight-up action game, full stop. It's fast, flexible, extremely reflex-driven, and is full of opportunities to absolutely style on your enemies with air combos, jump cancels, and a huge arsenal of extremely powerful spells and abilities. The weird twist of Final Fantasy 16 is that, while the action elements are all top-notch, the RPG elements feel a little underdeveloped. Status ailments are basically completely absent. There's no real system of elemental strengths or weaknesses, very little in the realm of buffs and debuffs, and most crucially, loot seems like an afterthought. I never once felt incentivized to explore either the corners of the linear main levels or the more open fields of the interconnected overworlds, and in general, there just aren't a lot of character building choices that you can make to customize Clive in any sort of unique way. But where Final Fantasy XVI really impressed me was in the quality of its side quests, eventually. They actually start out pretty generic and menial, with objectives like finding X number of Y items out in the field, or delivering 3 hot bowls of soup to people in the hideout. However, in the back half of the story, these side quests act as smart ways to button up all those loose ends outside of the main campaign. It's exactly the kind of side content that I want in a big RPG, even though it takes a little while to get there. The soundtrack manages to perfectly accompany every big scene. I don't know if I'm ready to claim it's in the top Final Fantasy soundtracks of all time just yet, but it's certainly one of the best soundtracks of 2023 so far. Final Fantasy XVI looks stunning, too. The performance may not hold on to a consistent 60 FPS all the time, even on the prioritized frame rate graphical setting, but those minor hiccups don't stop it from still being one of the most gorgeous games I've ever played. Final Fantasy XVI will very likely be looked back upon as a turning point for mainline Final Fantasy games, taking its combat fully in the direction of an action game, but I hope that conversation doesn't overshadow its dark and captivating tale, memorable characters, and the innovative ways in which it helps you keep track of it all. The active time lore feature is incredible and should be standard for all story-driven games going forward. And while the combat may not live up to the sky-high standards as some of the best games in the character action genre, among other action RPGs, it's near the top of the heap. Pair all of that with one of the best soundtracks of the year, incredible performances from top to bottom, and drop-dead gorgeous visuals, and you've got a game worthy of an orchestral Final Fantasy victory fanfare. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson, and for all the latest news on Final Fantasy XVI, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.